Hello.
Yes, good morning. My name is Tony Collin from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. And we're not trying to sell you a product or solicit a contribution. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Okay, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish, sir?
I am, yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and the statewide election in October 2023?
I'm very interested.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, just for qualification purposes of the survey, do you define your racial classification as African-American or Black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
I'm white.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings.
I'm not very familiar with the condition of the public school buildings.
Okay, so, okay. All right. All right, sir, and do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
I would say very important.
Okay. All right, sir, when you hear your friends and neighbors or coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
It's not really something that I hear talked about.
Okay. You never heard of it. All right, sir. And if the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on this ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably four.
Okay. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views, okay? The first one says, because of the rise cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for the future generations should continue to be a priority.
The second one.
All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be, not all influenced. I influence a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for the school buildings where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Okay, the first one says, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all?
Strongly.
Okay, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city?
Strongly.
Okay, you're learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly.
Okay, learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
Strongly.
Okay, learning that that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Strongly.
Okay, and the last one says learning that that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, sir. I really thank you for your time. Okay, we almost finished with this survey. I only have a few more questions. I really thank you for your time. Okay. Now that we have talked about, you know, the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain, you know, all existing public school facilities that will expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote for.
Probably vote for, okay. All right, sir, then as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in the household a parent of a child enrolled in a New Orleans public school?
No.
What about a teacher at a New Orleans public school?
No.
Okay, a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school?
No.
All right. All right, sir, and stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
31 to 49.
31, okay. All right, sir, stop me when you hear the last grade that you completed. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school?
College graduate.
College graduate, okay. All right, sir, and last question, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your participation, okay? You have a great day. Appreciate your help.
All right, you too. All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Mm-hmm.